Centers and Pens podcast, episode 233 for Wednesday, June 14th, 2017. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
Thanks for joining us.
Happy birthday yesterday to our daughter, Lindsay. She turned 22.
22. Seems like just the other day, I remember.
We moved up and said, here you go.
Here you go. It's all yours.
You wanted to be a dad.
So happy birthday, Linz. Also on the birthday bandwagon, John Martinson's birthday is coming up.
Big hugs, lots of love to John.
So, all right. This is going to be a fairly...
I wish I could swear. Like, holy...
Cow.
Cow.
Holy cow.
Holy cow!
You know, it's no... I think it's no...
Secret,
thank you. You know, we're big fans of Sailor. They're just awesome. When we're getting a little, we're getting some visitors today.
A little reciprocity in that love department. It's going to be like a big love fest the next 24 hours. Why? Because we're so excited we can't even sit still, seriously. It's crazy. The president of Sailor Japan...
Just stop and pause and take that in. The president
of Sailor Japan.
Sailor Japan.
The export manager, and I'm not even going to try and pronounce names, I'm sorry. And Brian can do it. The overseas division manager have flown over from Japan, and now they are arriving in Appleton tonight, along with... Yes. The president of Atoya, the distributor in the U.S. of Sailor, as well as other things, Don Takamura, the Atoya vice president, Larry Keok, and the world's best sales rep.
Yep.
We love you, Scott. Scott Hammer.
He's great.
Are also coming to Appleton and flying into Appleton, although we have an airport. It's got 8 whole gates.
Is it 8 now? Is it up to
8 whole gates.
Up to 8.
They're all flying into Appleton today. They are spending the night. We are doing dinner. We are meeting, having a meeting in the morning, and then they leave tomorrow afternoon. But it's a huge, huge honor. We are so excited. It's been a good excuse to clean.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It sure has.
To clean the store and the office and Brian's desk. And
I got a new desk.
Yeah.
Which came at maybe, I don't know, the appropriate or inopportune time.
It's
I'm not
huge.
Sure which.
It's big.
It was actually a conference table that we wanted to have for this event. And actually, we had ordered this table over a year ago.
Yep.
And, it arrived Monday. So we had no place to put it, so it became my desk. Let me see if I can pronounce these names. I hope I get them right. The president, Yasushi Hisa. The export manager, Masayuki Mori, and I'm sorry, the overseas division manager is Mr. Yasui, because I cannot pronounce his first name, but we're very excited to see these gentlemen, along with Don, Larry, and Scott, to come into our fair city today.
It's going to be great for them to meet, and for our team to meet them, but to show them kind of where some of the magic happens, how we do some of the things we do, how we do the numbers we do. So we're just excited to be able to share and to have a nice conversation, get to know each other a little bit better.
And hopefully we can talk about stuff that's going to happen, new
yep.
things maybe.
So we are super excited. We've been hinting about this big thing coming up and this is it. So we're just giddy like school kids. But it's a huge honor. So we are, we've been prepping for weeks and, I won't say I want it to be over because I don't, but I think that, Thursday night we're going to Mexican before Pen Club and
yep.
I'm having a margarita.
Yeah. We should mention that right now. Pen Club meeting this Thursday.
Yes.
Paper is the topic. We'll have some cool paper to try out. Cause I always forget that at the end of the podcast, like, oh yeah, it's Pen Club. So
yeah.
I don't want it to be over, but I'm sure, we're a little bit nervous is maybe not the word, but maybe it is. I don't know. Eager in anticipation.
Anxious is a negative connotation, but it's a big deal for us.
Yeah, Big deal for anybody, right? I mean, you know, these guys don't. Anyone
who knows what they're doing. Yeah.
They don't fly out just for, you know.
And you don't fly into Appleton. That's not an easy.
Nobody flies into Appleton. That's why we have 8 gates.
Yeah.
I thought we had 4. So
no, it's 8. So it's just a really big. It's a big deal for us. It's a big deal in general, and we are super honored and super exciting. We have some really cool gifts for them that we won't talk about yet, but I think we'll show off later.
Creative department did an amazing job.
Yes, yes.
We may actually make. I don't know if we're gonna. We talked about making that item available for sale, but
we'll see.
It's kind of a special thing, so I don't want to dilute it by making every allowing everybody to have it. So you know, I want to take a poll here.
Oh, okay. What do we poll?
So we're.
How many pens is appropriate to have on your desk? The answer is not 24.
So when I got the new desk, and I can't show it,
we'll take a picture.
I'll put it on my personal Instagram page. It's a cool desk. I like it nice and clean and simple. You know, the cleaner it is, the more work you can get done, the clutter. So it did work out perfectly. But I wanted to put some Sailor pens out there, and I grabbed from downstairs. We have these acrylic 12-pen rests.
He brought two. Two.
You know
what that is? That's 24 or 42, whichever you're looking at.
Listen, Sailor is only...
It's not just for the visit. I mean, you wanted to have more than one or two pens out on your desk, but I just thought that was...
So...
Go with me. A little excessive.
I negotiated
people
down
in the
to
chat.
12. I negotiated down to 12. Look at
Mike
that.
Madison,
Mike's
got we're not
Mike's
talking
the
to
man.
I'm
Mike's
not
the
talking
That's why
to
we're
you.
Buddies, Mike. That's why we're friends.
In the chat, Mike says he has 27 on his desk right now. But are they all inked? Do you use them or are they being
Wait,
reviewed?
4080 says. Well,
he's
see,
lying.
I you know,
he's
it's really
lying.
It's really hard. I was really hard. I know first world problems to pick 12 nice sailors to put on my desk. So I picked 15.
The problem is you have too many.
You don't have too many. No. So anyway, that was just kind of a little fun ribbing. I don't think it was probably ribbing on Lisa's part, but
nope, not at all.
It is. So there are 12 beautiful pens staring me at the face at the ready.
Yes.
And most of them are inked.
And that's fine.
So speaking of Sailor...
lots of stuff coming in,
Yeah, just so happens this stuff all came in like last week. And we didn't make too much noise about it. Bespoke nibs that we ordered last June just arrived. So we got some extra ones, including a couple of new models that I think are really, really cool.
Yep, we're excited.
This first one is pretty cool. It's a bespoke only body. 1911 large in matte black. Even the section's matte black. And interestingly enough, Sailor, sometimes their labels always seem to change. This one was labeled, what was it labeled, pear skin?
Something like that. Just, I guess, for the interesting texture.
Matte black with gold trim. It's really stunning. Really, really stunning.
Is that on your desk?
It's not on my desk, but I tell you, when these are more readily available, I want one of these. This is a cool looking pen. Naganata Togi mediums and medium fines. It was all we got in. No broads. Maybe everybody wants the medium fines and mediums. But matte black 1911. It also came in rhodium trim, which is cool too. And I think that looks nice. But these are not available with regular nibs. So. If you want them, they only come with the Naganata Togi nibs.
Please buy them so that Brian doesn't take it. Please.
Buy the rhodium. I like the gold. I like the gold better. I think the gold, you know.
Please, save me.
I mean, don't you think the gold looks better? It looks richer.
I like the silver.
You like
the
silver?
I like the rhodium.
All right. Do you want the silver? I'll give you the silver, and I'll take the gold.
It's too big. No.
It's too big.
No.
All right. Okay, so we'll move on. And there's just lots of cool stuff, and I know we talk about this a lot, but this stuff is so hard to get, and this is our last shipment of large, full-size pens with Naganata Togis until we're able to order them again. We have another shipment of 1911 standards coming in sometime this year, but... Pro Gear Black and Rhodium, which is maybe the most popular.
Yep, I think
Sailor
so.
Pen on the that we carry, Naganata Togi. I believe we have it in a medium. and maybe even a medium fine. Great looking pen.
Great nib.
And then my favorite. Now this doesn't.
Oh my god.
These came in. These do not have Naganatogi nibs, but Ebonite King of Pens just showed up.
And how many did we get in? And how many are available?
We got a few. Yeah, there's a few.
My question actually was, how many did you take?
I didn't take any.
Excellent answer. You can.
I'm being selective here. But these are not easy to get either. Even though we can get these are not easy to get. And they just happen to have a few in stock, and we took them all. But with regular nibs, these are regular broads instead of, we also have a Naganatogi in stock, but the regular broad is reasonably broad for a sailor,
yes,
especially on King of Pen. Naganatogi is like ridiculously juicy. Not as juicy as, say, a Cross Point or King Eagle or anything like that. But so these came in too, and I was real happy to see those. And those came in. So that's kind of the rundown of Naganatogi. If there's anything you're interested in, call us. It's the easiest way to do it. Everything is available on the website. You just kind of have to find it. If you can click on it and put it in your cart, it's available. There's a lot of products that aren't available, so you can't actually do anything with them. But if you put it in your cart, it's available, or call us, and we'll be happy to help you out. So
now the next couple things I'm really excited about. Sailor ballpoints.
Yes.
If you've got the fountain pen, or if you know somebody who's not into fountain pens but they like a nice ballpoint, Sailor makes a beautiful ballpoint.
These are, and a lot of these are brand new. 1911 large.
As opposed to used?
No. They're newly, they're brand new.
New in the line.
Yeah, they're new in the line, yeah. As opposed to used.
Just making sure we're clarifying. Occasionally we come across...
Occasionally we come across pre-owned.
New old stock or whatever.
No, this is a brand new product, 1911 large. You know, this maroon is killing me.
I love the maroon.
It's nice. It's got a nice weight to it. You know, these are not made in the same factory as the fountain pens, so... they're very readily available, which is good news for us. But the red is nice. I have the Rialo in this color and the maroon. Yeah.
Yep.
And,
it's pretty. And it also comes in the 1911 standard.
Let's first mention,
yes,
the different colors. So there's maroon with gold, black with gold, black with rhodium, and, white with gold, that pearl white that just came out in,
yes,
the pen.
That's pretty.
And
then in the standard size, again, gorgeous colors. You've got black with gold,
mm-hmm,
blue with gold, the maroon with gold, which I might have to get, and the ivory.
Ivory. And you've got a 1911 standard and maroon, so that would go.
I do. I'd have a set.
You'd have a set. There you go. So the main difference here is... the 1911 large, obviously, is a larger pen. 1911 large has a double cap band, and 1911 standard single cap band configuration. So, a little bit simpler, a little slimmer. They both use the same refill, Sailor proprietary, readily available here at AP. So,
now we're excited. It's
And they've been popular. People
they
looking
been.
For you know, and a nice price point too.
And you know, sometimes you want a set, or you know somebody who, like I said, wants a nicer ballpoint. You know, maybe you don't want to spend the money for a Mont Blanc, but this is a great look, nice weight. I may have to have one.
Yeah, and Pro Gears.
Yes.
Pro Gears are coming. Black and silver. We've got black and gold on its way, but
again, a nice look.
Yeah, it's got that nice logo on the top.
Mm-hmm.
Really good. Good stuff. And they've been popular. We've been, you know, we just dabbled our toes in. And I was making a joke the other day. I said, well, you know, we're sailors coming to visit, and we keep selling out of things that we have in the store. So
yep. Maybe they just need to bring a big box.
That'd be nice, huh? By the way, we're here. Here's a suitcase for you.
Yes. That's perfect.
So, stay tuned for a few ballpoint fans out there. There's going to be a promo going on very soon with regards to purchase of ballpoint, and we'll get some special extra stuff. So, staying with Japanese products, we mentioned this last week. I thought we would mention it again.
I have to have one.
Yeah. It's nice.
The Tasha. Some of the Tasha wraps are being discontinued periodically, as with many companies. They rotate out some of their old models, and they rotate in some new patterns. This Midnight Sakura is being discontinued. It's the purple, I call it different shades of purple flowers. Really, really pretty. Is this one you took for you?
I grabbed one of these for myself. And actually, 2 days before we found out it was being discontinued. And we took all they had left. And I don't know if we're going to get more, if we're going to get the rest of our order or not. Know. But fours and eights, they come in.
And if you're interested, take them now. Grab it now because they will be gone. When they're gone, they're gone. We also have the silk, which we just got in. And that has been discontinued
as
well.
That's discontinued as well. They're coming out with a new silk pattern. It's the one they have now is the Crest Mon Harvest. Very nice
pattern.
That's
pretty. I like that one too. Darker, like a navy or black? I don't remember. I only saw it really briefly.
Yeah, it's
more blue and black with
tan,
some red.
There,
it's,
yeah. So.
Yeah.
It's nice. I'm looking forward to seeing what they come up with next. I mean, they cycle through them kind of seasonally, so we'll see. So along with Tasha, we've got some new pens that we picked up in Raleigh, and I think we briefly mentioned them.
These are gorgeous.
This one's the most popular one, right?
Yep,
here.
The Tasha Spectrum, right?
Yep, this is the Spectrum.
Mm-hmm. I'm still learning all the new ones. They come in green, red, and blue. The green is really a teal. It's absolutely mm-hmm. gorgeous. All three colors. I don't know what to pick. I may have to have one. Oh, my God. I've got the Brian syndrome. Darn it.
Well, here's the best thing about this pen, right? Steel nib. Beautiful nib. And I'll show the nib in a minute here. Made by Sailor.
Yes.
I mean, you look at it, it's a Sailor nib. Absolutely. He's got the stamp in the right place. He's got that little flat, flat service on the top. Takes a Sailor converter, Sailor cartridge. It's a Sailor in a really cool body.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's reasonably priced.
So the green is shown here, and now we've got the red, which I think looks a little darker in person.
No, I think
it's
pretty
accurate. Like a bright brick red.
Yeah.
Very pretty. And then the blue, oh my God, is so gorgeous. I don't know what I want. Well, I'll have a peacock, so maybe I need this one. I know. You're infecting me. This blue is just gorgeous. It's a bright, beautiful, translucent blue that just talks to you. Or maybe it's just me.
Three colors, four nibs, fine, medium, broad, and music, which is nice. Let's just show the nib real quick here because the nib is cool.
It's pretty.
It's, like I say, it's a Sailor nib, and it's good looking. And I'm going to get it here for you in a second. Maybe I'm not. We're going to move on, and I'll fix that in a minute. There we go.
Next is the Tasha Pinnacle. These, I like the blue the best, absolutely. They come in blue, silver, and black. They've got, what are they made of, aluminum?
Yes, yeah.
The cap is smooth, the barrel has, it almost looks like a tap and die.
Mm-hmm.
It's got grooves in it. That really give it some texture. It's really a cool pen. Got a little weight to it. I like that. Beautiful, the same Sailor nib. That
blue is nice.
Is to die
blue
for.
Is nice. I like it. It's got a spring clip on the top.
Which is nice when you got to put it in your shirt or your pen case.
You can't spring it. It's pretty much impossible to do it.
And then the silver.
Silver is nice too.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
Here's that nib picture I was telling you about. Look at that nice two-tone.
They're asking in the chat, the Tasha nib is made by Sailor.
Tasha nib.
On these pens, yes.
Nib feed, and even on the pinnacle, that section is a Sailor section. it swaps with the Pro Gear Slim.
So like we said, you get the benefit of the beautiful sailor nib with a really cool Tasha body.
Yeah, and you know, they're not necessarily making that widely known, but you know,
we just did.
We know Sailor, and that's what it is. It's what you're getting, and it's really they're fantastic, fantastic writing pens. We're popular in Raleigh, and they've been popular since we got them in yesterday. So, that's about it.
There's more. Today, arriving today.
Oh, that's right.
Is the new Twisby 580AL in turquoise, and this is pretty. They did a good job on this. I'm super excited. Again, a limited run, so when they're done, they're done. If you're thinking about getting one, grab it, because probably the next time we go to order, they'll be out. They only make so many, and then, you know, one and
done. I think this will do better than the blue. The blue is a nice color.
The blue is pretty.
Blue has never been, sell out.
This is gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. So we're excited to get this in. Tomorrow, we should be getting in the new Retro 51 Play Ball. If you are a baseball fan, this is the pen for you.
It's a nice looking pen. Mm-hmm.
Again, a limited number. I know, you know, some places will do pre-orders, but we don't until, because we hate to oversell things.
And you never know what you're going to get. You never know if you're going to get it. You know, if you order 100 and you get 100 but something's, one of them's buggered up or whatever.
We should have those hopefully tomorrow. And we also have another order of Robert Oster, I believe, is coming tomorrow, including two new colors, which we're excited about. What else is going on? We've got Diatramentis coming in another week or two. It takes quite a while to get that in, but it's finally on the way. Any other new things that we can talk about?
I think you hit the high points.
The new Platinum?
Yeah, the new Platinum that just was announced yesterday. The red...
what's it called?
The Shengyo, I think is what it's called. We are getting some of those. We're not doing pre-orders. So there's a very limited number that are coming to the United States. There's 3,776 numbered pieces. And these are numbered, not like the Lilas that were numbered on the blotter that was in the box. So these are numbered on the cap band. This looks like the Kawaguchi. This is the red. We'll have images. We should have images up later today. It's going to be a nice looking pen. It's got that same nut on the top that looks like Mount Fuji. Nice red color.
Yep. We're excited.
Striated barrel, yeah. So that'll be coming sometime later this month. But we have them up. You can do back in stock notifications. Soft, fine, medium, broad, double broad options on those. So
now I think that's it.
Thanks so much for joining us this week. Tune in next week for more talk about pens, ink, and paper.
Next week, we will tell you all about the big sailor visit and, I don't know, whatever we ate at Lombardi's. Follow our blog for news, ink reviews, all sorts of fun videos and other stuff, and check us out on social media as Anderson Pens.
Have a great day, everyone.
Bye.